And staying with the British capital, we are all aware that many of our very best and brightest have had to leave these shores in the last few years to find work abroad. And like so many who went before them, a large portion of our recent emigrants have found their way to London. A recent survey suggests that the majority of entrepreneurs in London are immigrants, and the majority of those are in fact Irish. Our reporter Ruth Fitzsimons has been catching up with a few of them.
For me personally, my experience in London is that it is great to be Irish. My accent is an icebreaker. Walk into a boardroom, you know, for pitches. Either their parents are Irish, their grandparents were Irish. It's just great.
And business is going well?
Business is booming. I mean, you only have to look around the city and see how many cranes are up. I mean, there is massive work here.
Catherine Orpin runs Orpin Design Solutions, a graphic design company she set up in London 5 years ago. Catherine from Bear Island is similar to tens of thousands of other Irish people who have found great success in the British capital.
Well, there's Irish business people throughout every facet of industry and every sector over here. You just have them everywhere. A report recently came out that showed that there are over 50,000 Irish directors of companies over here, double the next nearest country.
Corkman Damien Kennedy experienced the sweet taste of success in London. Along with his business partner Greg Dunnan, their Weihe ice cream has attracted fans from the highest levels of British business.
Richard Branson was having a family party and he requested some ice cream to be shipped to Necker Island. So he took an order for a couple of hundred pots, not really thinking, how the hell are we going to get some ice cream to Necker Island? Surely Virgin flight to Necker Island, but they don't. No, nobody actually does. It's all private flights. In the end, we searched and searched and found a company that specialised in shipping body parts, basically.
Richard Branson received the ice cream and not the body parts. So he took the pair under his wing and soon they came to the attention of supermodels, One Direction and numerous sports teams. But enough about work. What about the London social scene? I asked Damien if he socialised in the London Irish community.
My Irish friends, when they come over, it's like straight to one of the Irish bars in central London, which I think everybody that lives here is the same scenario. And I purposely just avoided that when I came here. I said, okay, let's go my own way. Let's see where this can take me.
Well, they're saying you're going to go your own way. Your business partner is a second generation.
And the first people I called when I needed help were Irish people as well, which is, I think that says it all. But latterly, since I got into business, that's when you start to realise the reach that Irish people have across every profession. So when I needed some help with food science, or I needed some help with business or finance or raising money, it was through an Irish network of people in London. The help we got was incredible.
Okay. Sorry about that, having to take that call there. Bring you down to get one of our jobs down here. A couple of boys, we have a fella from Fermanagh down there running on for us. It's a garden refurbishment we're doing for a client there.
Patrick Butler comes to pick me up in a smart, light blue Jag. His phone ringing constantly with customers for his new company, Butler Constructions. But like so many others, Patrick chose reluctantly to come to London after the construction industry in Ireland bottomed out in 2008.
It was a huge change for me. As a man of 35, I never actually thought that I would have to leave Ireland, but I did. And I was very lucky to have met the London Irish Construction Network, the directors of that, Niall O'Dowd in particular from OD Formwork. He gave me a job and he gave me the inspiration that I needed to actually start my own company. And, treated me like he was brother, you know, even though I was working for him.
There's a tricolour right here beside us. There's a signpost that very clearly says, go back to Quinn in County Clare.
6 miles, yeah.
Will you be heading home?
Quite honestly, I'd be nervous to go back to Ireland at the moment. If the economy was more sustainable and I felt that it was a future that wouldn't lead to us having to leave again, maybe I would. And maybe if I was to say anything to people who have power in Ireland to change something, I'd say, do whatever you can, whenever you can, to make sure that the next generation doesn't have to leave.
And that was Ruth Fitzsimons reporting there.